Christmas present.
Hello, Governor. I've been thinking about you.
Well, I've been thinking about you. Damn it, we just didn't quite make it. We always needed 6,000 more votes, or 7,000 we'd have been in.
Well, I'll be darned. That's not many out of 200, is it?
No, you carried us by 45,000, but I guess your coattails just weren't quite big enough. In this case, you brought in Harris for 26,000. That's the biggest anybody ever got for Congress. But I'm telling you, that crowd were just determined to get John Williams.
Nah.
And we beat on them as hard as we knew how. We didn't hesitate. I was going right up until 11 o'clock Monday night.
I'm afraid we neglected the rural areas too much.
Well, no, that wasn't so.
Where did he get his vote?
He got it all over the state.
Did he beat you in Wilmington?
No, he did all right in Wilmington, but he was in, of course, in the suburban areas that gave us our... But I ran low in Wilmington. I was a low man in Wilmington. You carried Wilmington for 20,000, I carried it for 12. Now up in Brandywine 100, the strong Republican area, you got it about even up there. And I lost it by 11,000. That's right there, see? Up in Newcastle 100, which is the strongest Democratic 100 up near Wilmington, you carried it by 7,000, I only carried it by 3. Harris carried it by 6. But I'm telling you, they were cutting. They cut me every place in the whole state. Mm. And it was Democrats doing it.
Mm.
And we knew, according to polls, the Democrats were... Johnson or Williams got 90% of the Republicans. We only got 83% of the Democrats, according to polls. That's the way it was.
Why were they cutting you, Jed? You made them mad about something?
No, they were cutting for Williams. No, we had a good administration. We had the best administration. The paper said so. But they made a big issue of your visit here. They said, well, he's coming to get Williams, see? And the papers came. I thought we were ahead last week of the election. But by God, the fact that you came here, they said, well, President's out to get Williams. You never said a thing about Williams. We said this, of course, but they really made a strong push last 4 days. They put more editorials in than they ever put in before. Said you can't let Williams not go back to Washington. It'll be a disgrace on the state. God damn it, I don't know. But we felt the organization was fine. The organization did a great job, but man, I'm telling you, these non-organization Democrats just didn't give us the help they should have given us this time.
Well, we'll be back up there, and I'll be talking to you, and I hope it. I hope it's something.
Well, Mr. President.
Turn it up a little louder so I can hear it, will you?
Let me say that we ran a great race, and we're proud of you. We did everything you could do to help us, and we appreciate it.
Thank you a lot, and I'll be talking to you.
Right. Good luck now.
Thank you.
Right. Goodbye.